Reapers and football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
We're live here in Blue Rapids, Kansas, here at Sluppy alongside Craig Schilling for Valley Heights and Onega, a TVL showdown. Both teams not exactly getting the result they wanted in week one, with Onega losing to McLaws and Valley Heights losing to a very good Centralia team that is by many people regarded as a top five team in the state. As for Onega, they're looking to bounce back after losing to a team that they beat last year by a pretty significant margin. And I tell you what, in that game, they led for most of it, but including a two-possession lead in the second quarter. Race Fisher, he went off for 12 carries for 158 yards and three scores. We'll talk with head coach Ben Colchman about his performance, how he did. As for Valley Heights, it was close down the stretch. They got within a touchdown back with about 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, but unfortunately they couldn't get a stop, and as a result they fell on the road again to a very good Centralia team. We'll talk to Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble in just a minute. Should be a fun one. It's Valley Heights and Onega. We'll first talk to Ben Colchman, then Cody Trimble. Come back after this. You're listening to your Game of the Week on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our ag lending department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
KMZA.
I'm now joined by Onega head football coach Ben Colterman. And coach, your matchup with the Mustangs didn't quite go the way you wanted to it last year, but now you face a new quarterback, and some things that they're doing this year have been kind of a little bit different. So what are some expectations that you have for this game, and what's the game plan going to be like trying to defend them?
Some things that we expect, yeah, they're going to run that old I formation, which we ran in Onega for multiple years, many years ago. So we've seen that last year. Kind of been their bread and butter for the last few years. Saw some multiple sets. You know, they got a flex bone series they were running on tape we saw. And then they also spread it, which is, they do all three things very well. So it's going to be a heck of a challenge.
Coach Jaden DeWalt for Valley Heights last year, their running back, he had 290 yards, five touchdowns against you guys last year. What are some things you're trying to do to possibly shut him down after not being able to do that last year against him?
Well, we've looked at the play he scored and got a lot of those yards on last year. You know, we were not prepared for that last year. Hopefully we can prepare for that a little bit better this year. But they do so many things, so it's going to be tough. You know, they're not just going to run that one play again and again this year like they did last year. But yeah, the kid is a great athlete. He's a hard-nosed player, you know, and not just him, you know, the Spoons kid is good. Bigham is a stud. You know, it's going to be a heck of a challenge.
Here with Onega head football coach Ben Colterman. Coach, it's early in the season, but overall, how do you feel you guys are in terms of your discipline?
You know, we had an offsides. I think it was second and 10, and McLeod just all they did was shift, and we jumped offsides, and that cost us 5 yards, which they ended up getting a first down. You know, that's one thing that comes to mind. You know, we had a hold. Those are the things I think about discipline-wise. You know, not crazy, crazy out of hand, but we definitely need to clean it up.
Coach, I appreciate your time, and best of luck tonight.
Appreciate it.
That was Onega head football coach Ben Colterman. Coming up next, we have Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble. That and much more coming up on our pregame show here on 92.1 FM KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist.
You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
I'm on the line with Cody Trimble, the head football coach of the Valley Heights football team. And Coach, this is an Onega team that you handled well last year. And a lot of that was because of Jaden DeWald. He had 290 rushing yards on 13 carries with 5 rushing touchdowns. Should we expect to see Jaden more this week after just 5 carries in week 1?
Yeah, that's, we had success with that game plan last year. Don't plan on really changing much from that. That's one thing we kind of talked to our guys about too, is making sure that we do a better job of spreading the ball around. Some of that, when we run the option, some of that is just the way people play us on defense, that they gotta, we gotta take what they give us. But Carson had a majority of the carries last Friday. So ideally this week we'd like to work on spreading that around so we can get more of a kind of four-headed attack in the backfield.
Absolutely. Talking with Valley Heights and football coach Cody Trimble. And Coach, fourth down was a bit tough for both you guys and Centralia. What are some things you're trying to do to improve your execution on fourth downs should a situation like that arise?
Mainly just getting all 11 guys going to the right spots every play, so that we don't have to get in that situation in the first place. But also cleaning up the penalties. I know we had at least one big fourth down conversion early in the fourth quarter that got called back due to a penalty, a bonehead blocking the back call that should never have happened. And then we had some other penalties earlier in the possessions that would put us behind the sticks before we got to fourth down. So, cleaning up the missed assignments and the penalties is going to be huge for us to get better consistent success on offense.
That was Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble. Be sure to stay tuned. We got kickoff coming up next.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Blue Rapids, Valley Heights taking on Onega. Jared Sluppy, Cray Schilling, and taking a look at the standings is Onega, Troy 0-1. They're trying to get their first win of the regular season. Same thing for Valley Heights. We got to jump right back to break as we have our national anthem here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4 resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit?
And let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Back here in our game of the week, 92.1 FM, KMZA, Jared Sluppy alongside Craig Schilling, and kind of expanding on what I was saying before our break, looking at the districts. Of course, this is not a district game yet. We have our league play going on, then districts after that, but these are two teams that are trying to gain some momentum before they go into district play, of course, to catapult themselves into the playoffs. Troy and Onega are winless, they're 0-1 of the year, and ahead of them are three teams that won last week: Centralia, Jackson Heights, and Riverside. That is Class 1A, District 4. As for Class 1A, District 5, where Valley Heights resides, they and Sacred Heart both lost last week, where Bull Buncee, Smith Center, and Republic County all got wins in Week 1. And looking at the slate of games for this week in those respective districts, Jackson Heights is taking on Morehill Mount Academy. Valley Falls is at Troy. Perry the Compton is at Riverside. Centralia plays Christ Prep on Saturday. That's 3 o'clock at Christ Prep. And then other games going on tonight in District 5. Minneapolis is hosting Sacred Heart. Wabunsee goes to Northern Heights. Smith Center hosts Norton. And Republic County goes to Ellsworth. So some games to keep an eye out on and get a little bit of a feel for who those teams that are kind of surrounding these other teams. Now, last week was kind of chaotic in Class 1A as a whole. Is, I wouldn't say consensus number one, but a lot of the reputable websites and whatnot, they had St. Mary's number one after they won the state title in Class 1A last year. They lost last week, and of course being bumped down, K-Preps has them now at number two. St. Mary's now number four, and Keisha Covered. Ketchikan, Kansas has them at now number 10, and they were actually not high on them to begin with. They had them at number seven to start with, but I bring that up because Valley Heights is actually among others considered in K-Preps' poll, despite the loss. K-Preps believes in Valley Heights quite a bit, and I mean, I do as well. I mean, this is a Valley Heights team that brings almost everything back from a year ago. Offensively, they add Carson Spoons. When they did air it out, he did a pretty solid job, but he didn't get enough reps over the air. And also, you heard the clip of head coach Cody Trimble saying he's going to run Jaden DeWalt a lot more in this game after getting almost 300 yards against Onega last year and 5 touchdowns, so expect more of him this week. And some Carson Spoons, of course, mixed in with his Logan Gray as well. And this is a very balanced rushing attack. You get a little bit of the ground and pound with Kaysen Bigham. You get some a guy like Spoons and DeWalls about bounces to the outside. So Onega will be getting a little bit of everything. As for Onega, their offense is going to run through Race Fisher and Jackson Coulterman. If last week was indicative for how things would go, can't really get much of a feel from last year because of all the injuries they had a year ago. They had two or three quarterbacks go down last year, resulting in a 2-7 season. They won the first game. They won the last game. They lost 7 games in between. And in those 7 games, they only averaged 6 points per game. So hoping for more offensive production with guys like Fisher, Jackson Coulterman, and Gavin Coulterman as well, the sophomore, kind of a gadget guy that can mix in as well. So it is Valley Heights in their purple tops with purple helmets and black pants. Onega, they have their road white unis with the black letters and black pants with the orange and white stripes going down the side with orange helmets. Should be a fun one, and we'll see who won the toss here in just a bit. Near sideline will be the Mustangs. The far sideline is Onega. And a pretty solid crowd. We have kind of a warmer fall afternoon. Well, I guess it's still summer technically, so that's probably why it's still warm. Mid-80s. As the sun will start to set, and then we'll cool off a little bit. Looks like it will be Valley Heights kicking it off, Onega kicking it off, I do believe. And back to return. Last week, they had Royce Ekstrom and Charlie Warders. And as for this week, looks like Logan Gray will be back there. He'll be alongside Jaden DeWalt. So they're mixing it up just a little bit. And as for Onega, going to see who to wait for them. Looks like it's going to be Race Fisher. So get to see Valley Heights offense first. Fisher takes his steps. There's the whistle. Ball plays at the 40-yard line. Let's get ready for some Week 2 football. Friday Night Lights in the Sunflower State in the Twin Valley League. Let's have some fun. There's the kick. It's a short little squib kick, and it's caught at the 35-yard line. It's going to be returned up to the 42. So pretty good field position for the Mustangs to start. And we'll see Carson Spoons first. And Cray, this is kind of a Valley Heights team likes to mix some things up. What are your expectations for this evening?
You know, I haven't really got a chance to watch either of these teams, obviously. I'm from the Big 7 area, and so I've really not got a lot of opportunity to see either of these teams play, but I'm super excited to see what both these teams bring to the table today, especially if both looking for their first win.
It was Waters who did return the kick. He was not back deep to return, though. First play is going to be a throw to the near side. It's going to be caught by Gray, and he breaks the tackle, past midfield, and down to the 47. So a solid start on the first play, gain of 11. And right out of the gate, coming up throwing. And last week, they did not attempt a single pass in the entire first half. They get to the 42-yard line. The short 42 is there in plus territory. Boons goes under center, I formation. Gray split out wide once again. It's DeWaltz. He goes to the right side, and he's able to get to the 40, so gain of 6. Apologies, the 46-yard line for the line of scrimmage. So gain of 6 for DeWalt. And after only seeing him carry 5 times last week, we're going to expect to see him a lot more this week. I feel like last week was a good barometer for Carson Spoons, the transfer from Eureka, in terms of what he can accomplish, and he did quite a bit. 23 carries for over 120 yards and a touchdown. Looking at the play sheets, looking to the near sidelines, we're already a minute in. From the Onega 40-yard line, once again, same formation. It'll be an immediate handoff. Now it's going to be a keeper for Spoons. He was going to hand it off to Bigham, but Spoons ended up holding on to it. Now it'll be a carry of just 1. That's the senior quarterback's first carry of the ballgame. Take a look at the starters. First for Valley Heights offense on the offensive line. Left to right, it's Lawson Stryker, Creighton Smith, Spencer Lees at center, Tyrell Wagner at right guard, Drake Slifer at right tackle. At ends are Royce Ekstrom and Max Shanks, who was the quarterback a year ago. And in the backfield is Logan Gray at scat back, Jaden DeWall at tailback, Kaysen Bigham at fullback, and Carson Spoons at quarterback. We'll get to the Onega defensive starters here in just a bit. Going back to that three-back formation, and it's a keeper bouncing off the tackler. He's got a first down. Moore tips it upfield into the secondary, tripped up and taken down at the 20-yard line. Once he broke that first tackle, got into the secondary, it's a gain of 19 for the senior quarterback. Into the red zone for the Mustangs, and now play hurry up. Under center, the pitch to the right side for DeWall. He bounces it outside, gets to the 15, trying to fight for the first down yard. He's got it, hit and taken out of bounds. And you see where, well, no, they're actually going to say he stepped out of bounds before he got the first down. It'll be a gain of 9, though. Another solid gain by Jaden DeWall. He's got 2 carries for 15 yards right out of the chute. On the far side hash, we'll see if they bunch it up like they have so far. Haven't run the bone yet. Gray is on the line of scrimmage on the nearest side. More playing on the slot. Split out wide to the far side. That's Ekstrom. He doesn't have a catch yet this year. It's going to be an option to the left side. And Spoons, did he keep it or did he hand it off? Looks like he did hand it off to Kaysen Bigham, I believe, at that pile. It'll be a loss of, or no, a gain of a yard. And that'll be the 6-1-2-0-5 senior, his first carry of the evening. Your scoreless, 9:42 to go in the first quarter. And he got the first down. It'll be first and goal from the 10-yard line. Looking at their play sheets once again. Spoons will be under center. Bigham the lone back. So that wide to the near side is Dummermuth. Gray goes in motion, then pitches it to him to the far side. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, and he's tripped up and taken down there. Maybe got a yard. It looks like they will give him a yard. Logan Gray gets his first official carry after getting a touchdown last week against Centralia. His was the touchdown in the second quarter. It was really a bizarre second half. Both teams went back and forth, trading turnover on downs. Both teams, well, Centralia failed three times. Valley Heights failed twice. And also Valley Heights turned it over with a fumble. And then also an interception in the first half. So a lot of mistakes. Oh, and also, by the way, they had over 100 yards of penalty yards. Taking the handoff, and Spoons keeps it, trying to drop back, gets out of a tackle, rolls to his left. He's got a man wide open, the end zone, Dummermuth, and he throws it. It's through his hands, and incomplete. Caden Dummermuth drops the wide open pass. It was a little bit high, but still should have been hauled in. It's going to be third down and goal from the 9-yard line. Ray, what'd you see there?
I just saw the extra effort there by the quarterback, you know, not giving up on the play, being able to evade the tackle and roll out. It's a shame you can't see a pass like that getting completed, but you got to love the extra effort being put in there.
Caden Dummermuth, a junior, hoping to maybe get some redemption. Everybody's on the line of scrimmage. Three men set. Spoons under center. 8:39 to go in the first. Third and goal. Broken play, and Spoons is going to have to eat it. Miscommunication. Everybody went to his left, and he went to the right. It's going to be fourth and a long ways after a loss of three. First negative play and a tackle for loss for Onega. They only had two tackles for loss last week. You're not kicking a field goal. You are going to go for it. Definitely not going to punt it. Let's see what head coach Cody Trimble draws up here. Boots will be in the gun for the first time. DeWalt to his right. Drops back to pass. Looking to throw. He needs to get rid of it. Steps up in the pocket. He's going to tuck and run it. He's at the five, and he gets into the end zone for a touchdown. Spoots getting creative. And it's a 12-yard rushing touchdown for the senior quarterback transfer from Eureka High School. .753 to go in the first quarter. It's 6-0, and they will go for two. And once again, Spoots will be in the gun. And he'll keep it, and he'll throw it last minute, and DeWalt cuts into the end zone for two. What a juke. That was a broken play. He was slowly being taken down. He just dumped it off. It was a lateral, so that'll be a 3-yard rush for Jaden DeWalt for two. So it's 8-0. Valley Heights will go and take a break here in our game of the week on 92.1 FM KMZA.
September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. This month, though, we are reminded of the resources we have because suicide impacts all of us. We can no longer allow this illness to be hidden. We must address this with every resource we have. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among young people, and it's on the rise in our older population as well. Please join Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in supporting suicide prevention. Together, we can reduce the number of lives shaken by a needless and tragic death. We are People You Know, Care You Trust.
KMZA.
A methodical drive, and the Valley Heights would like to have it no other way. It's capped off by a 12-yard rushing touchdown by Carson Spoots, and Valley Heights leads Onega 8-0. Your thoughts on the drive, Craig?
Yeah, I mean, they came out, and as soon as the drive started, they came out. They started with a little screen bubble pass to get their drive kicked off, and ever since then, they never looked back. And even on the fourth down, they converted when it mattered the most.
So we'll get to see the offense for Onega coming up next. That was a 46-yard drive, averaging 5.8 yards per carry. Pretty efficient. And Spoons over the air goes 1-for-2 with 11 yards. Onega Park, 57-yard drive. Started that from their own 43. Back to eat to return for the Buffaloes. You got Hunter Lammon and Graham Valberg. And as for the Mustangs, it'll be Carson Spoons kicking it off. And there is an onside kick, and it will be scooped up and hit hard at midfield after recovery. That was Ty Crone for the Buffaloes who recovered it, but he was punished. The 5'11 sophomore takes a hit, but he takes one for the team. does a good job touching it before he gets that 10 yards. Let's go ahead and take a look at that Onega offense. Turn things off at quarterback Jackson Coulterman, the 5'11", 170-pound junior. In the backfield will be the 5'10", 210-pound sophomore Gavin Coulterman and Race Fisher, the 6'1", 240-pound senior. As for the other skill position players, it's Hunter Lamond in the slot and Christian Henneberg at end. Here is a handoff left side and trying to drag defenders and not really able to do so in the first play on a run to the left side. I believe that was Gavin Coulterman. Yep, it was the sophomore on the first carry of the game. Goes for no yards, so it'll stay at the 50. Maddox Honus, a 5'5", 120-pound freshman. He's the other end. And on the offensive line from left to right at left tackle is L.J. Kelzer. At left guard is Tatum Lara. Center is Jacob Ronnebaum. Right guard is Dylan Magnet. And right tackle is Ty Crone, who got that onside kick. One man split out wide to the far side, three in the backfield. In motion to the far side is Lamond. And whistle and a flag. It'll be a false start. It'll back up Onega 5 yards. Onega didn't do too bad with penalties last week. They had an offsides that head coach Ben Coltman talked about during our locker room chat, which, by the way, you can listen to at any time on our website, mscsports.net. Also played the clip during our pregame show, if you missed it. Our score, 8-0. Valley Heights leads Onega. Your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. So first and 15, now from their own 45. I beg your pardon, second and 15. Coltman in the gun, hands it off. Up the middle, and big room to run is Race Fisher. The big fella, after 130 yards, gets the first down and more, all the way down to the 37. 18-yard gain. And again, he is 6'1", 240, so you're going to get something a little bit different when you have to face him. Reminds me of Peyton Hillis. You're a Browns guy like me, or I guess you could say Jerome Bettis, you're a Steelers guy. Got a Patriots fan in my left. Anybody like that you remember?
See, I don't have one for the Patriots, but I'll say Mike Oslot.
Yeah. Definitely the opposite of Danny Woodhead, that's for sure. He can hit him up the middle for a couple. Gets past the 35, down to the 34. That was Gavin Coulterman once again for a gain of 3. Gavin is the second carry of the ball game. This is an Omega offense that I mentioned really struggled last year. That's mainly because they didn't really have very much consistency with their quarterback play because of all the injuries that they had at quarterback. So this year, with a full offseason under Jackson Coulterman at quarterback and Race Fisher getting accustomed to the offense more, this is an offense that could pick up some steam and get better as the year goes on. Watch out for the Onega Buffaloes. This is a TVL 11-man division that is wide open. And in motion, going to the left side is Lamond. Once again, here's handoff Fisher yet again. And he'll be taken down for a 2-yard gain this time after an 18-yard scamper on his first attempt. So he's got 20 yards already. Not too bad for two carries, but it's third down and medium. With 5:35 to go in the opening quarter. 57-yard drive capped off by a 12-yard rushing touchdown by Carson Spoontz is how Stangs got the scoring started for those just joining us. Week 2, high school football. Don't want to speak out of turn or speak too soon, but it's been a fun season so far. We're very, very early into it, though. 2 men in the backfield. Coulterman and Fisher, it's going to be a direct snap to the right side for Coulterman. He gets in the secondary, first down and a lot more into the red zone and all the way down to the 12-yard line. What a run, first run of the game for Jackson Coulterman. Goes for 21 yards. Your thoughts on them mixing up the run a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I really like what they got going on here. What you can't see is they like to send a guy in motion and then give it a little, like, triple option type look, and I love that look. Maybe run it up the middle with Fisher, you know, get a little bit of thunder and lightning going on with the speed and the power in the backfield.
That's what they really want to do. Is split out wide to the far side is Henneberg, the 6-foot, 192-pound senior, but it'll be a run to the right side for Fisher. He gets down near the 5, and they'll say he's down at the 6, so gain of 6. Couple of loud plays from the Buffaloes to start things off as it is second down and about 4, looks like. First down markers at the 2. Clock continues to wind down as we're under 5 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Onega trying to respond after giving a opening drive touchdown to the Mustangs. In the gun once again, same formation as the last play. It's a keeper. Going to the right side is Colterman. He's hit and he's been taken down for a gain of just one, so he'll be third down and three. If it ain't broke, don't fix it sort of deal is that play call. Might try something a little bit different here on third down. Grim Valberg just came out of the ball game. Checking in is Maddox Honus. Those two flop back and forth at the right side of the line of scrimmage for the most part is where they're at. And the other side, the opposite side, is Christian Henneberg. And that's where they'll line up. Those two will split out wide to their respective spots with the same formation. Jackson Colterman takes a snap, hands it off Fisher, right side, and he is hit and taken down. It's going to be fourth and two, no gain. And nice tackling from the Mustangs. It's kind of a bend-don't-break deal here on this set of downs. I'll say fourth and three. And Valberg hustles back in there to the huddle with the play call, and they'll tell it to his bench, and they'll get this play underway with less than 3 minutes to go. Another very methodical drive, this time from the Buffaloes, trying to finish it off here. Fourth and three from the five-yard line. Colterman to his right, looking to throw. Throws under pressure on his back foot, tipped and almost intercepted. And fourth, or it's a turnover on downs, that ball deflected by Kaysen Bigham, the senior. He breaks it up, and it's a turnover on downs with 2:25 to go. So a nice long drive from the Buffaloes. It started at the 50, but to no avail. The Mustangs now work deep in their own territory from their own five now. Boons to take the snap from Spencer Lees and takes the handoff. He's in trouble and just gets out of a safety, stays on his feet, and gets back to the line of scrimmage. Shades of Marion Barber avoiding a safety there, a gain of one. Wasn't quite as impressive as Marion Barber's. He started at like the 5 yard line, ran 20 yards in the end zone, and took it off for a 5 yard gain, but still very impressive from the senior quarterback. All that for a gain of one, and it's second and nine with less than two to go here in quarter number one. I formation, nobody split out, and off left side, and take it down for a gain of a few as Jaden DeWalt. I'll say he got three, so it'll be second and seven. Hunter Lehman with the stop. Looking at the Onega Buffaloes starting defenders here on the D-line is Dylan Magnet, Tatum Lara, and LJ Kelzer. In the secondary, it's Maddox Honus and Graham Valberg at cornerback, and Christian Henneberg, Jackson Colterman at safety. Here is the third down play. Nice misdirection on an end around to Logan Gray. He dives, gets the first down. He'll be marked at the 16-yard line, gain of eight. Well done mixing it up there. As for the lineback core for Onega, Hunter Lamond, Gavin Colterman, Rates Fisher, and Ty Crone are in the middle with a 3-4 defense for the Buffaloes. Fifty seconds left, opening quarter, 8-0 Valley Heights with the ball back. And we'll see. They can get a play or two off here. Well, at least get one. Here's a snap to Spoons. Option left side. Pitches it to DeWalt. Gets away from one man. Gets tackled down at the 22. And right now, it seems like it's been a story for the defense. It's kind of been missing tackles for the Buffaloes. Now 20 seconds left. They don't have to run a play if they don't want to. And they do like to take a lot of time in between plays. So we'll see if they actually decide to run one. Now 10 seconds left. now 3 seconds, and they are going to get the playoff. It'll be a QB sneak. Or no, they're going to say that the time ran out. They were trying to be a little cheeky there. But they don't get the playoff. It'll be second and manageable coming up for Valley Heights after our break. It's Valley Heights 8 and Onega 0 after 1 here on 92.1 FM KMZA.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is Dorsey Hall. Community National Bank means to me customer service for local customers. We have a great staff that know the community. They know our customers by name. They're able to help them, and we're able to provide more service in an uncomplicated way. When a customer walks through the door, we want them to be greeted with a smile and a hello and know that we are truly caring about serving them.
You feel
Right. 92.1 FM, KMZA.
After a one quarter of play, Valley Heights leads at home 8-0 against Onega as we flip the field. And now the things will be going from our left to our right. Your thoughts on the first quarter overall, Craig?
You know, both teams only got in one drive there, really. Both of them were long, methodical drives. Of course, Onega not able to cap it off there at the end. But, I mean, I like the style of football we're seeing. We're seeing hard nose. Football, just pound the rock and just get the job done. I'm loving what I'm seeing from both teams so far.
It's been a fun game so far. A lot of really good offense despite the low score. Valley Heights had a nice first drive. Methodical capped off by a 12-yard touchdown from Carson Spoons. Onega on their first drive started in midfield. They got all the way down to the Valley Heights 5, but were stopped on a 4th and 2. They'll be 2nd and 4 from their own 22 now. And Spoots takes a snap, rolls to his right, looking to throw. He's got a man. It's Gray. It's caught at the 27, trying to get to the 30. He's taken down at the 29-yard line for a gain of 7. Saw a little pitch and catch there. Again, they really did not utilize the passing game very much at all last week, excuse me. And now in this first half, he's 2 for 3 with 18 yards. All 18 of those yards going to Logan Gray. The Spoons is going to go back to the shotgun here. The well to his right. Two men split out to the far side. They're going to throw. Going to go back to the well with Gray. It's caught in 29. He's got to the 30, 35. Has he made a man miss? 40, 45, 50. Down the sideline. Far side, 30. One man to beat, and he is going to be gone. Touchdown, Valley Heights. 71-yard splash play to Logan Gray. David made here early in the second quarter. It's all about mixing it up for Valley Heights. I think this Valley Heights team really learned a lot about themselves last week, what they are and aren't capable of. And they are capable of having a sustainable passing game. They found that out about 3 quarters too late last week against Centralia, where they lost 18-16. Had a really nice drive towards the end of the game to cut the deficit to 2. Ultimately, all they needed was a first down, Centralia that being, and they got it. Here's the pitch to the right side. It's DeWalt in motion. He's got the 2 once again. That is his second 2-point conversion, and it's 16-0 in favor of the Mustangs. He's going to send it to a break. 11:29 to go, second quarter. It's 16-0 Valley Heights over Onega here on 92.1 FM KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
KMZA.
boots to Gray for 71 yards, and it's another touchdown for Valley Heights. Gray, what'd you see on that play?
You know, I noticed that Onega really loaded the box on that play. I think they had about 7 guys in the box on that play, so why not sling it outside and give it to one of your playmakers and let them go make a play like he did?
Got a couple of score updates here for you. Sabetha leading Holton 7-0 after 1. And Hiawatha leads Jefferson West 6-0 after 1. Also, Nemaha Central saw they got a touchdown. Want to pull that up real quick before I see. 6-0 Nemaha Central. Hike with a pass to Brockstrom. They currently have a lead in the first quarter. After this one, we are moving along quickly in the second quarter. In this crucial TBL showdown. Pretty much every single game in the TBL is crucial because, well, there's only 4 teams in the league, so every single chance you get in a league game puts you that much closer to being a league champion. Centralia has won it 6 years in a row. And these 2 teams hoping to possibly break that streak. Here's the kickoff. That is in the open field. It's loose and picked up by Valley Heights at the 27-yard line. A huge mistake for the Buffaloes on special teams. One of the Buffaloes came running in on it and just missed it. It was in the open field, and Valley Heights dove on it. And all of a sudden, a huge momentum swing for the Mustangs after they already had a bunch of momentum.
Yeah, you definitely got to be more disciplined than that. When you see the ball coming at you just like that and you can't get to it, your first thought has to immediately be just jump on the ball and just start up the offense.
Absolutely. And it'll be 1st and 10 from the 26-yard line for Carson Spoons. Once again, DeWalt is going to be 2 spoons left. 3 split out to the far side. We have a low snap. Takes it to his left. Going to keep it. Gets the 25 and hit and take it down at the 21 for a gain of 5. So solid first play for this offense. After a huge mistake from the Buffaloes. So we'll give him 4 on that play. I didn't say 2nd and 6. 11-2 left to go in the second quarter. And now a timeout's going to be called. I think we have something's going on with the manager on the sideline. I'm not quite sure what what's going on over there on the Onega sideline. Some sort of equipment malfunction, maybe. Looks like it's... And Christian Henneberg has something going on with his equipment, so he has to come out. But we are back. It is 2nd and 6. Here's a run to the left side. Got close to the first down marker. And that was Kaysen Bigham, which is his 2nd carry of the day. The 2nd and 1 after a gain of 5. Bigham isn't going to be the most efficient runner in the ball game, but if you need just a couple yards and a cloud of dust, he will get you just that. He's a big fella. Standing at 6'1", 205. Not quite as big as Rice Fisher, but still plenty of size to move that play forward. As here is the breaking into the secondary, and walking into the end zone is Carson Spoons for a touchdown. Wasn't sure what I just saw. He kind of just got into the secondary and then just galloped into the end zone.
It looked like a quarterback sneak that he just never fell over. I mean, he stayed on his feet and just walked it in.
He was expecting contact, I think, so he kind of stuttered a little bit and then got, he's like, oh, nobody's going to hit me. I guess I'll just gallop into the end zone.
Right in,
so,
yeah.
10-1 left to go in the second quarter, so a drive of less than a minute and a half, but it goes for 25 yards, capped off by a 17-yard rushing touchdown by Carson Spoons. They are 2 for 2 on 2-point conversions so far. This one goes to the right. Spoons on a fake handoff, throws, and it's going to be caught by Logan Gray for another 2-point conversion. So it is now 24-0. Valley Heights making a statement after a week one loss, saying, oh, don't count us out just yet. We'll take a break here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KMZA.
Well, after a pretty even first quarter, Valley Heights is starting to really put it on Onega. The opening drive for Valley Heights went for a touchdown. Onega was really close to punching it in from the five, but they failed to convert on a fourth and two, and ever since it's been all Valley Heights.
Yeah, and I definitely think this is a huge drive for Onega. If you want any sign of life for the rest of this game, I think you got to get something going on this drive.
Completely agree. This is a chance for Onega to stay in this ball game or could possibly get away from them. So Spoons is going to go ahead and kick this one away. So the lights are now fully on. The sun's starting to set, and the temperature is starting to drop just a little bit. Still in the low 80s here in Blue Rapids, Kansas. Got the beautiful hills that kind of are the backdrop for this ball game. See if they do something similar to the last time. And looks like they're just trying to kick it to the dead zone, and it goes out of bounds. So the decent field position for Onega. And I, honestly, with the, for those who are joining us, the last kickoff that Valley Heights got after the last touchdown, it landed at about the 35-yard line, and it was, I wouldn't say it's dropped, but it went by one Onega Buffalo, and Valley Heights fell on it. It wasn't intended to really be an onside kick or anything like that, and it stopped right in the corner of the 30-yard line before it went out of bounds. It was beautifully placed by Carson Spoons. I think they maybe tried to do that on the other side, but it doesn't work this time. And the Buffaloes get it at their own 44-yard line. That's where it crossed the out-of-bounds line. First and 10, Jackson Coleman takes the snap, drops back to pass. They're going to throw over the middle, and that is going to be tipped and almost intercepted. It was off the hands of Dummermuth and Ekstrom, but it falls harmlessly to the turf as that one was intended for Christian Henneberg, the 6-foot, 190-pound senior. Clock stops with 9:51 to go in the second quarter. 24-0 Valley Heights. Your scoring updates brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Pattern formation this time for Onega. 3 men in the backfield, 1 split out to the near side in the slot. Here's a handoff right side to Fisher. He's tripped up around his ankles for a gain of just a couple. Maybe 3. They'll give him 3 there. Race Fisher has been the most efficient. I won't say the most efficient, but he's been the most effective runner so far. 5 carries for 29 yards. Only have 1 drive to go off of, though, in terms of their stats. The 3rd and 7 after that 3-yard scamper. Henneberg to the near side. And Graham Valberg to the far side. Here's a pitch to the right side, and that's going to be Lammond, and he's not going anywhere. He lost a yard on the play on that little pitch. And it will be 4th down and 8. That's from their own 46-yard line. So we'll see if they'll go for it or if they'll punt. Looks like they're going to go ahead and punt it away. Lammond is their punter. DeWalt's back to return. Take the snap, and there is the boot. And this one end over end caught the 25-yard line. Coming to the near side is DeWalt, trying to find a lane as he gets up to the 35 and take it down at the 36. That was Tatum Lara on the tackle. So a big-time stop there for the Mustangs. They score here. I wouldn't say it ends it, but certainly makes it feel like it's a insurmountable deficit for Onega. So if you're Spoons and the Valley Heights offense, they definitely got into a groove. This is already their 4th drive compared to Onega just finishing just their 2nd. Because of that turnover on the kickoff. The Bigham plays fullback, but he's the lone back. Under center is Spoons. Gray's in motion. And they'll hand it off to Bigham right side. He has a lane, and he's tripped up at the 46 for a gain of 9. Nice tackle by the much smaller Maddox Honus. 5'5". That is his longest carry of the season to date. A
8:05 left to go. Clock stops for an injured Buffalo. We're going to step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to your Game of the Week on 92.1 FM KMZA.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
High in true value.
And we are back here in Blue Rapids as Valley Heights leads Onega 24-0. And the injured Buffalo on that play was Dylan Magnet, the 6'2", 210-pound sophomore defensive lineman. He's limping a little bit over the side, but he is getting off of his own power, thankfully. So Jacob Ronnebaum will come in for him. He stands at 6'1", 220. He's a junior. He had one tackle last week. As for Magnet, he actually led the team in tackles last week, tied with Christian Henneberg with 11. That's a big loss for the Buffaloes for the time being, but we'll see if we get him, see him later. As Christian Kuhlman also checks in the game, a 6'1", 170-pound freshman. So it's second and one from their own 46-yard line. Twins under center. Bigham the lone back. The ball goes in motion to the far side. Be a keeper. He's got the first down. Gets to midfield. Cuts it upfield to the middle and taken down at the 43-yard line. A gain of 10. And Spoons. It's a nice scamper.
Now, if I'm the head coach for the Mustangs, I've got to be thinking about just working this clock down, keeping possession of the ball, making sure Onega does not get another chance to touch the ball before half.
8 minutes flat left to go in the second. Hand off left side, Bigham. He's got another hole. And that offensive line putting in work. Gain of 6 for Cason Bigham. I think sometimes Valley Heights is kind of surprised by some of the holes that they're getting just because of how clogged those holes were last week. It was tough getting 2 or 3 yards against Centralia in week one, but of course that's against a defense that was arguably the best defense in the entire state last year. So it is 2nd and 5. He's closer to 2nd and 4. Spoons once again under center, high formation. He dropped the football. It's loose, but it's picked up Dovon by Spoons. So it'll be a loss of 2. Very efficient day for Carson Spoon so far. I mean, other than that, it's only a 2nd negative play. 9 carries for 59 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, and oh, by the way, he's 3 for 4, 89 passing yards and a passing touchdown. Logan Gray has all 3 of those receptions, so a solid day from the scat back. Ekstrom is wide to the near side. Gray is in the slot, playing from the far side, on the far side hash. Gray standing on the near hash. DeWalt's in the backfield to Spoons' right. Bigham is in the backfield as well. Rolling to his right is Spoons. Looking for someone downfield. He dumps it off. It's going to be caught by Bigham past the 30. And we take it now to the 29-yard line for a gain of 10. First reception by someone not named Logan Gray. We've definitely seen, well, not us personally, but Spoons has proved his arm. He put in some work. I mean, last year he had over 900 yards, 10 passing touchdowns. And that goes along with his 800 rushing yards and 11 rushing touchdowns a year ago, Eureka. Kind of opening up the offense a bit here is Cody Trimble. And it's working flawlessly. Here's a run to the right side. DeWalt's got a wide open lane. He gets the 20, cuts it up to the sideline, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown once again for Valley Heights. This one is the first rushing touchdown of the season for Jaden DeWalt from 29 yards out. And if you're head coach Cody Trimble, you love to see that. Get your guy who almost had 1,000 yards last year, didn't do much last week, and get him going, get his first big carry of the season. You know, it's 53 yards and a score. It was now 30-0 Valley Heights.
They are 4 for 4 on two-point conversions. Let's try to keep that trend up here. Boone's under center. And I think the handoff, keeping himself to the right side, wide open lane in for the two, and it is 32-0, and Valley Heights is rolling with 5:54 left to go in quarter number two. Step aside for a break here on 92.1 FM KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
KMZA.
Back here in Blue Rapids, Kansas, Jarrett Sluppy alongside Cray Schilling. Got a couple, just a couple scores for you. At the end of the first quarter, Marysville, they are having a rough afternoon as they are losing to Wamego 28-0. Atchison is currently doing the adverse of that as they are dominating Casey Sumner 28-0. That is after one quarter. Just a couple scores for you. We'll try to get to you as many of those as we can during our halftime show, which is coming up here in a bit, brought to you by Highland Community College. 5:54 left to go here in quarter number two. It's 32-0 Valley Heights hosting Onega. Your scoring update brought to you by Holdhouse Auto House in Fairview. And Cray, it's been kind of a dominant performance from Valley Heights in the trenches.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, just flat-out dominating Onega up front.
The Spoons will kick it off. See if they can pull off what they did earlier. They're instead going to kick it deep. And this one is going to go out of bounds. Onus lets it go, and they'll get it at the 35. So this is just the third drive of the game for Onega. For those just joining us, their would-be second drive was stymied after a special teams error when Spoons kicked it to the near side near the 25, and it wasn't touched up. Nobody touched it, and Valley Heights was able to dive on it. So first and 10 from their own 35 for the Buffaloes, down 32-0. Holterman is in the gun. In motion to the far side is Holterman's brother, and he'll take it himself. There's a flag coming in. It drills Fisher in the shoulder pad after a gain of 3. We'll check the penalty. And it's going to be a hold against the Buffaloes. And that's just their second penalty of the game. In Valley Heights, they've been perfect on the penalty front. But this will make it first and 20. All the way back to their own 25. And when you're down 32-0, just need to get anything going. That is exactly the least thing you need. Do remind you that first drive, the offense was humming a bit. Jackson Colterman had a 21-yard run. Race Fisher had an 18-yard run. They were stopped at their own 5 on a 4th and 2, as the officials will converge, I believe, is what's going on here. After Valley Heights scored their first score of the game, Onega came back, and they were almost able to respond. But since then, there, of course, was the special teams error that immediately happened. After that, it was a 71-yard passing touchdown from Carson Spoons to Logan Gray. Oh, correction, actually, after that was the error. And then Spoons got a 17-yard rushing touchdown, followed by a Jaden DeWalt 29-yard rushing touchdown. And that is where we currently sit with 5:46 to go in the second quarter. 32-0 in favor of the Mustangs. Your scoring update brought to you by Holdhouse Auto House in Fairview. Jared Sluppy alongside Craig Schilling. Game of the week here, 92.1 FM KMZA. Buffalo's turning it on the board. Drop back to pass is Coltman. Looking over the middle, throws it down deep. That's going to be picked off. Intercepted at the 45, returned by Ruth Ekstrom, his second of the season, and he's got room to get to the end zone. He has hit at the 3, dives, and he's down at the 1. And that was close. I thought he got in. But that's going to be a 44-yard interception return for Royce Ekstrom. As mentioned, his second of the season. Got one last week against Centralia late in the second quarter.
I really thought he got in there. He extended that arm just a little bit, knocked over the pylon there, just not able to get enough before going out of bounds.
So 5:32 remaining in the quarter as we flip the field once again. So they are back. Offense is back on the field from the 1 yard line, first and goal. Spoons under center. And here's a handoff and easily getting in the end zone is Bigum. That hole could not have been wider. That was probably about, he's probably in between 10 yards in between defenders there. And Bigum gets his first rushing touchdown of the season. It's 38-0. And they didn't even take any seconds off the clock. It still says 5:32. I guess Kaysen Bigum is just that fast, I suppose. They'll go for two. They are still perfect on the day. 4 for 4 on the 2-point conversions. And a whistle. And if the far sideline judge whistles the play dead and is saying something to, I'm not quite sure who he's talking to. Talking to the head official here. There is no flag on the play. There's no timeout. We're just trying to figure out what's going on. It was the side judge who blew his whistle and started pointing and yelling. I mean, not exactly the the way I would do it, but and
seems like they had 12 players on the field.
Well, there was no penalty though. That's what I'm confused by. I think they just were resetting the play clock. So here's a reverse to the left side. DeWalt trying to get there. He fumbles it, but does he get it back? Yes, he does, and he's in. So another 2-point conversion. And it is now 40-0 Valley Heights. Step aside for another break here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
And we are back here from Blue Rapids. A dominant performance from Valley Heights. It's 40-0 as they lead the Onega Buffaloes. 5:32 left to go in the second quarter. An interception return for 44 yards by Royce Ekstrom all the way down to the 1 yard line. And a 1 yard rushing touchdown from fullback Kaysen Bigum to finish off the drive. Got one score for you, and that is Troy. They have a substantial lead on Valley Falls. It is 28-0 in the second quarter with 8:40 remaining. Also, for any KU fans, they are dominating Illinois. Great to see if you're a Jayhawks fan. They're up 21-0 in the second quarter. So the Stangs will go ahead and kick this one off once again. They've been doing that a lot. After the, it seemed like a pretty fast first quarter. Plays really slowed down here in the second, mainly because of the ability for Valley Heights to keep it going on offense, keep scoring. Here's the kickoff. It goes deep, end over end. Turned by Honus as he hits, and he's taken down by his own man. Well, Grant Valberg ran into him. The freshman and the sophomore colliding, and they're inside the 20-yard line. Mark him down, I believe, at the 17. So more special teams mistakes for Onega.
You know, and I don't want to say this game is out of reach, but if you're Onega, you have to find something here offensively that you can take into next week so this game is not a complete loss so far.
And like we said earlier, it was a good first drive from Onega, but since then, nothing going. Hand off up the middle. Gavin Coulterman up to the 20, so a gain of 3. That's his third carry of the ball game. Down for 6 yards. After that first carry for Fisher that went for 18 yards, he's kind of been stymied by that Valley Heights front. He went for 2, 6, 0, and 3. Jackson Coulterman, the Onega quarterback, has not attempted a pass yet either. Didn't do a whole lot of that last week. He was 3 for 4. He had 37 pass yards. Mention how dominant Brace Fisher was on the ground. 12 carries for 158 yards and 3 touchdowns. That was in a 30-26 loss against McLeod. In motion to the left side is Lamond. It's a keeper for Coulterman, and he barrels his way to the, trying to get to the 25. He's going to get stopped at 24 for a gain of 4. His third carry of the game. Special teams kind of has been the story of the night for Onega in terms of their mistakes, because they have a couple of penalties, but not really any that have kept them out of this ball game. It was just the one mistake on special teams that really kind of made things snowball. I feel like everybody kind of hung their heads and lowered their shoulders, and Valley Heights just started running all over them. Coulterman's in the gun. Hand off Fisher, and runs over his own man. He lowered his head and wasn't really looking where he was running. And as a result, he gains 1. It'll be 4th and 1. He had a hold to the left and the right, but instead he just tried to plow his way for a first down. 4:17 to go in the second. Again, our score 40-0 in favor of Valley Heights. Massive credit to the guys up front for Valley Heights. Defensive ends Ben Argenbright and Drake Slifer, as well as defensive tackle Tyrell Wagner and nose tackle Creighton Smith. Here's a run to the left side that goes for a first down for Gavin Coulterman. Gets down to the 30-yard line, gain of 5. Not wasting much time there. They don't really have time to waste. They know we're in the second quarter. They got a lot of catching up to do. They trail this one by 5 possessions. Ballberg coming back into the game for the Buffaloes. Him and Maddox Honus getting pretty even looks at end. Christian Henneberg on the opposite side. Wahlberg is the one man split out to the far side. He's in the slot. You're going to run that play to the right side. Coltsman comes back to the middle, and he's got room to run. Gets to the 35 and take it down at the 39-yard line. Gain of 9. So now, methodically, Onega is starting to move the ball a little bit. Three-yard carries, 2-yard carries, but every once in a while getting a 5-, 6-, 7-yard carry, that'll be just fine, but when you're down by this many, at what point does Onega need to go over the air? Secondary for Valley Heights has certainly proven to be noteworthy. I mean, Logan Gray had 40 tackles last year, 3 for loss, had 5 in week 1. Jaden DeWalt had 26 last year, had 8 last week. Here's the run left side. And just plowing ahead for a first down. Up to the 42-yard line is Gavin Coulterman, so gain of 4.
Gavin.
Also, Royce Ekstrom had that interception earlier. That would actually be their only pass attempt was an interception. So I can see why there's a little bit of hesitancy, but still, at some point, got to try to start airing it out and try to make some sort of comeback here without wasting too much clock. 2:17 now left to go in the second. Still not even at midfield yet. They're at their own 42. Here's the run up ahead for Race Fisher. His first carry up the drive, and it goes for 6. Now a late flag and it's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct against Onega. See if maybe we can catch the number here. Came in very late. Maybe it was something that was said. And I think it's going to be Henneberg as he's talking to his head coach over there on the sideline. And they're still talking about this, so maybe it's on both teams sort of thing. No, it's just going to be against Onega. And like I said, I believe that's going to go against Christian Henneberg, the 6-foot, 190-pound senior end. Very frustrating sort of game for the Buffaloes, down 40-0 with 2 minutes left to go in the second quarter. As their third penalty of the ball game. And those penalties have gone for 30 yards. And on the other side, Valley Heights, after over 100 penalty yards, none here tonight. And for the second time, the side judge blows the whistle and starts talking to the head judge. Fell down a 2-point conversion, nothing happens, so we'll see what happens this time.
A flag has been thrown on that far side, if you see it over there, but...
Oh, I missed it. Okay, good catch. What you're hearing there is Cray Schilling. I'm Jared Sluppy.
I'm not quite sure if there was something said on the sidelines that set him off, but...
I'll have to find out what this penalty is here. Yeah, I see the penalty. Yeah, it's over on the bench. And I think it might be unsportsmanlike conduct on the bench now. Yep, it is on the sideline, so I think it was probably, I don't know if it was on Coulterman, head coach Ben Coulterman himself, or I'm not quite sure, but either way, that is back-to-back 15-yard penalties, both on unsportsmanlike conducts, and now it's second and forever. They're all the way back to their own 18-yard line. They need to get to the Valley Heights 48. So it's 2nd and 34.
It's a frustrating game to be losing 40-0 like this, but especially when it's not even to the second half yet, you have to find a way to keep your emotions in check.
And maybe it was on Henneberg again because somebody just, I think it was on Henneberg because I think he just got ejected from the game.
He did just get ejected.
So both of them were on Henneberg, and he has been ejected from this ball game. Wow.
Don't think I've ever seen that before.
I can't say I have either in a high school game. So two unsportsmanlike conducts back-to-back from Christian Henneberg. And now a run up the middle on a 2nd and 34 up to the 20-yard line, getting 3 for Gavin Coulterman. He has only one carry shorter than 3 and none longer than 5. He's kind of just been in that 3-5 range. He has 6 carries for 18 yards. His sophomore for Onega. So after a 3-yard gain, it's now 2nd and 29. .113 and counting left to go in the second quarter. 40-0 Valley Heights. And now a timeout is called by head coach Ben Coulterman of the Buffalo. So kind of just, man, then one of those nights for Onega. Let's go and step aside for 30 seconds here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
Here at Sluppy alongside Cray Schilling back here in Blue Rapids as Valley Heights is beaten up on Onega, score 40-0. And looking at some of the scores across their area at the half, we got one that's at the end of the first quarter, Jefferson County North, a big game in the NEKL. They are up on ACCHS, 14-0. ACCHS back-to-back NEKL titles, so that is on the line tonight, especially with JCN. They were picked to be, I forget if we picked them second or first, but it was those two, 1-2, 1A, 1B. And as for Jackson Heights, this is relevant for Onega because they're in the same district. But Onega is currently leading Morehillman Academy 20-0 with 5:31 to go in the second quarter. And at the half, Jefferson West, they lead Hiawatha 8-6. Now it's second and 32 for Onega. Here's a run to the right side for Jackson Coulterman. And he will be taken down at the 26-yard line for a gain of 4. With now less than a minute to go in this second quarter. And for those just joining us, Christian Henneberg just got ejected from the ball game from Onega after back-to-back unsportsmanlike conducts. They were consecutive. One that was on the field that was after the play, and the other one was just him on the sideline. I guess he was just chirping, and the officials thought it was right to eject him from the ball game. Of course, you obviously can't hear what or tell what's going on over there, but that is what happened. And we'll give you a rundown of what's happened in our ball game as the timeout's called with 23.3 seconds left during our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Rundown how things have conspired as well as break down stats and look at some of the other scores going around and look at the rankings as well. There are a lot of rankings. A lot of people have opinions on who is the best team right now in Class 1A. We'll run down and try to sort through that mess. Been a lot of fun covering high school football for you tonight. Jarrett Sloppy alongside Cray Schilling. And Cray, this has been a dominant performance for Valley Heights, but it didn't really feel like that at first.
No, it definitely didn't, as, you know, they had to work hard on that first drive, you know, long, methodical drive. Took them a while to get down the field and score. Onega came back, and they had a long drive, a great drive, but it just fizzled out right on the goal line. And ever since then, Valley Heights has just kind of ran away with this game.
They sure have, and a much-needed one for the Mustangs. TVL matchup after a tough 18-16 loss last week at Centralia. They fought hard. They came up just short. Now here, done anything but that. Here's a punt from Lemond. It's returned at the 41-yard line by DeWalt, bouncing into the near side. Flag is down, 50, 45, 40, 35. Another flag is down, 30, and he'll be tackled by Ty Crone at the 30-yard line, but this is going to come back. And that first flag, I apologize, was just the spot from the official, but the second one was a flag on the near sideline as the dirty laundry has been placed at the 43-yard line. Hardly ever is a penalty against the kicking team in this situation, so we're assuming that it'll be against Valley Heights and back them up. But either way, the way this offense is rolling, not really seeming to matter. They had a 95-yard drive earlier that was thanks to a 71-yard pass and catch from Spoons to Grays, and it's going to be a penalty against Valley Heights. Their first one of the ballgame, by the way. So the penalty will be from the 42-yard line. It'll be a 10-yard penalty, so they'll start this drive from their own 48. With 7.8 seconds left, so let's go. Probably take a knee into the half, most likely. Spoons really wants to air this out, but man, what a performance from Carson Spoons to run down and through his numbers at the break as well. First game, he's really been allowed to air it out. And Spoons is under center. And they're going to run a play. Spoons runs to the left side. He gets to midfield to the 45, to the 40. 2 seconds left, and he loses the football. He lost one last week. It's still loose. It's still loose at the 18-yard line, but it goes out of bounds at the 18. And that is how the half comes to an end. So that'll go down as a long run. And we have an injured Buffalo or two over there on the far side where the Buffalo's bench is as well. So we'll go and send it to a break, and we have our halftime show coming up by Highland Community College. Coming up next, it's 40-0 in favor of Valley Heights here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
No matter where your home field is, DynaGrow Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. DynaGrow Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. DynaGrow Seed, your home field advantage.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
It's halftime here at Valley Heights. Our score, Valley Heights leads 40-0 against Onega. Jarrett Sluffy alongside Cray Schilling. As we get you caught up on the stats from the first half, starting off with the Valley Heights Mustangs leading the way in carries is Carson Spoons. He has 10 carries for 91 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. He's also 4 for 5 over the air with 99 passing yards and a passing touchdown as well. Jade DeWald is 5 for 53 on the ground. Casey Bigham is 4 for 21 and Logan Gray is 2 for 9. Logan Gray has been phenomenal in the passing game. He has 3 catches for 89 yards and a touchdown. Kaysen Bigham, not to mention he also has a 10-yard reception. As for Onega, looking at their offensive stats, Jackson Colterman, 5 carries for 39 yards. He leads the Buffaloes in yardage. Ray Fisher is 7 for 36 on the ground. Gavin Colterman is 6 for 18. And Hunter Lamond has 1 carry for minus 1 yard. And Jackson Colterman, over the air, he has 1 pass attempt, and that resulted in an interception. And penalties have been a big thing for the Buffaloes, mainly because of those two that were back-to-back, those two personal fouls that resulted in the ejection of Christian Henneberg. So that was kind of a weird thing that happened towards the end of the first half. Taking a look at some of the totals as a whole, team stats, that is, 273 yards of total offense in the first half for Valley Heights, and 174 are on the ground, 99 over the air, very balanced. Love to see that if you're a Valley Heights fan. And as for Onega, all 92 of their yards have come on the ground. And taking a look now at some of the defensive stats, who's got some of the leaders in tackles for both teams?
So leading the way for Valley Heights is going to be Logan Gray, leading with 4 total tackles for the Mustangs so far. And then for the Buffaloes, that would be Hunter LeMond, and then also number 4, Jackson Colterman, with 3 tackles apiece.
Yeah, and you got Royce Ekstrom as well. He had that interception for Valley Heights, and it's been all about the defense for Valley Heights after that first bend but don't break possession for the Valley Heights defense. They have come back, and they have responded well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with some of the, we'll talk about the summary of the first half, and then after that, we'll talk about some of the scores going on around the area. This is your game of the week here on 92.1 FM KMZA. Our score, it's 40-0. Valley Heights leads Onega.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? And let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. The next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Dorsey Hall.
Community National Bank means to me customer service for local customers. We have a great staff that know the community. They know our customers by name. They're able to help them, and we're able to provide more service in a uncomplicated way. When a customer walks through the door, we want them to be greeted with a smile and a hello and know that we are truly caring about serving them.
You feel right at home, right at home.
KMZA.
40 to nothing. Valley Heights leads Onega. Jared Slovey alongside Craig Schilling. And breaking down how this one has kind of transpired, starting off with the first drive of the game. Valley Heights had just a slow, methodical drive. They started at their own 43-yard line, and they dinked and dunked their way all the way down the field for a 12-yard rush touchdown, thanks to Carson Spoons for his first of the day. They converted a two-point conversion with Jade DeWalt on a pass to the far side to make it 8-0. On Onega's first possession of the game, they started at their own 50 after recovering an onside kick, but then when they had it at the Valley Heights 5-yard line, they couldn't convert a 4th-and-2, and as a result, the drive stalled out from there. Then from their own 5-yard line, Valley Heights got a 71-yard touchdown from Carson Spoons to Logan Gray after a few yards before that, of course, to make it 16-0 with 11:29 to go in the second quarter. After a very slow, methodical first quarter, things started to ramp up, and that was when disaster struck for the Buffaloes as Valley Heights, on the ensuing kickoff, kicked it to about the 30-yard line near the corner, near out of bounds, but a Buffalo overran it. It got into free territory. Nobody touched it, so it's a free ball. I mean, it's a free ball either way, but it was a free ball and is recovered by Valley Heights at the 25-yard line. And just a couple plays later, a 17-yard rushing touchdown for Carson Spoons with a two-point conversion good to make it 24-0. And then after a penalty, a holding penalty from Onega, getting it first and making it 2nd-and-20, they were unable to get another first down, so they punted it away again. And then Jaden DeWalt on the next drive, a 29-yard rushing touchdown, with 5:54 to go up the near sideline. Two-point conversion was good to make it 32-0. Then, just a couple plays later, Royce Ekstrom intercepted the first pass attempt from Jackson Coulterman and ran it all the way back to the 1-yard line from the 45 for a 44-yard interception return with 5:32 left to go in the quarter. And then on the very next play, they didn't even take any time off the clock. Kason Pickham with a 1-yard rushing touchdown to make it 40-0 as they converted yet another 2-point conversion there, 5 for 5 on those. And then a bizarre situation towards the end of the half on the Onega sideline after a play finished, as Onega was starting to drive. They had a pretty good drive going together. They got to about the 40-yard line, but then a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty from Christian Henneberg, the senior end for the Buffaloes, and then he went to the sideline, and the official heard him continue to chirp, so he threw the flag, and he ejected him. So he was disqualified from the game with 159 left to go in the quarter, and that is when the half came to a close. So kind of a bizarre finish to the half, but it has been all Valley Heights. And as Cray alluded to before the break, Didn't really feel like that at the start with a good Onega drive on the first try, but then Valley Heights was able to get a stop and then capitalize on some of the Onega mistakes. We're going to send to another break, and in a couple minutes we'll come back with some scores from around the area and then the second half. You're listening to our game of the week as our score is 40-0. Valley Heights leads Onega here on our halftime show. It's presented by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Here in our game of the week on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. This month, though, we are reminded of the resources we have because suicide impacts all of us. We can no longer allow this illness to be hidden. We must address this with every resource we have. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among young people, and it's on the rise in our older population as well. Please join Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in supporting suicide prevention. Together, we can reduce the number of lives shaken by a needless and tragic death. We are people you know, care you trust.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, hineandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
40-0 at the half. Jared Sluppy alongside Craig Schilling. Your halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. Taking a look at some of the scores around our area, starting off with the game on the Cobra Channel. Jackson Heights leads Morehill Mount Academy. The score there is 20-6. That one at Jackson Heights. How about the domination of Jefferson County North? They are beating up on ACCHS on the road, 36-0. Half time between Riverside and Perry the Compton and Wazina. That one is 6-6. The Cyclones are trying to go 2-0 on the season. And Nemaha Central, they are dominating 48-0 at the half. That one is at Royal Valley. And on both the Sabetha and Holton channels, Sabetha has a healthy lead at home. That score is 24-8. Other scores around our area, Atchison with a 56-0 lead at KC Sumner. Frankfurt currently has a 36-6 lead against Washington County. That one is at Frankfurt. Blue Valley and Clifton Clyde, the score there is 22-0 Clifton Clyde at Blue Valley. As a bug flies around my face. Next score we got up for you is, let's see here, just mention those two. Hanover is currently trailing El Saline at the half, 12-8. That one is at Hanover. And Topeka Hayden, they are dominating Silver Lake 42-0. And what else do we have here that I just retweeted? Be sure to follow us at Canceland Sports on Twitter for some updates. Also, here we go. Final score between Care Paravel and Donovan West. Care Paravel with the dominant wins. The Lions defeat the Mustangs 60-12. Halftime between Lynn and Logan Palko. Now in Lynn, Bulldogs are up 24-12 there. And mentioned that Troy earlier that Troy with a nice 28-0 lead against Valley Falls. That's the last update we have from them. That was with 8:40 to go in the second quarter, so the Trojans are dominating. Other games that we don't have scores for currently, Axtell and Hartford currently going at it. Other games include, let's see, oh, Jefferson West Hiawatha. Jefferson West leads 8-6. I believe I might have mentioned that one. Elsewhere, there is Pleasant Ridge at Oskaloosa, and I mentioned earlier that Marysville getting dominated at Wamego. So those are all of our area games, and we are about to get ready to go for this one. Let's go and step aside for 60 seconds, and we'll come back with second half action here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Jared Sluppy alongside Trey Schilling, 40-0, Valley Heights leads at home against Onega. Take a look at the Class 1A Week 1 rankings, first in K-Preps. St. Mary's Colgan has kind of been the consensus number one team across the board amongst all of the people who are throwing out rankings, as they already won. They won yesterday. They defeated Girard 47-8. Next week, they take on the Riverton Rams. St. Mary's, the Bears, they lost last week, so they dropped to number 2 in K-Preps. They play Rock Creek tonight. They're at Class 2A, number 4, Silver Lake. As mentioned, they're getting beaten down, the Eagles were. Smith Center, they went from unranked to ranked. This was kind of a weird week in Class 1A, so they are number 3. The Indians are in the same district as Valley Heights is. They played Norton today. They're at Russell next week. Sedgwick, they go unranked to ranked. They're number 4. Centralia, they were also unranked. They go to number 5, and they play Christ Prep at 3 o'clock tomorrow on the road. And next week, they take on these Onega Buffaloes. And out of the rankings, Inman, they were number 2. They lost 46-22 at Marion, so they're out of the rankings. Conway Springs was number 4. They lost to Garden Plain, 20-14. Not too bad of a loss, though. The Owls are always a perennial powerhouse. And Opie lost 41-7. But they played against Topeka Hayden, the number 3 team in Class 3A. They always play a really tough non-league schedule to get them ready for, non-district schedule to get them ready for district. So kind of take that with a grain of salt when rating Opie this season. Also, others consider Jackson Heights, Jefferson County North, and Valley Heights. So Valley Heights is among those considered for the rankings. They probably won't be ranked after this week. They probably have to have a few things go their way in order to be ranked. You know, probably a little bit of a win streak going, which is definitely possible with their schedule, and they'll break that down here in just a little bit. Looking at Acacia Covered, they have St. Mary's Colgan at 1. Centralia is number 2 in Acacia Covered. Smith Center is 3. St. Mary's 4. Wabunsee is number 5. They were unranked last week in Acacia Covered. They're getting some love. And Jackson Heights, Jefferson County North, considered for Acacia Covered's rankings. Ketchikansas likes to go top 10. They have Colgan, Centralia at 2 as well. Smith Center, Jefferson County North, number 4 in the Ketchikansas rankings. They're up 4 spots, number 8 last week. They have ACCHS, as mentioned, they're dominating the Tigers right now, and they are at number 5, Wabunsee, next week. As mentioned, Wabunsee is number 5. They are also in the same district as Valley Heights. Sedgwick 6, Marion 7, mentioned they beat Inman last week. Conway Springs, they lost last week, they're number 8. Opie, number 9, and St. Mary's, the Bears. Ketchikansas is low on the Bears. They were 7 last week, they fall to number 10 after their loss. And Max Preps, I'm not going to give them the time of day. It's kind of all over the place. They don't really have anybody from the area that really covers Kansas athletics. So keep theirs with a grain of salt. Those are the main three that you want to keep a focus on in terms of the rankings. Looking at the schedules for these two teams, first of all, for next week for Valley Heights, the Mustangs, they're going to be at Troy, a much different Troy team. And that's another really crucial league game for the Mustangs and for the Trojans as well. The Trojans are 0-1 after losing last week, but they are currently up big this week. As for Onega, mentioned that they're going to be hosting Centralia next week. And then after that, well, Onega, they actually have an open spot still. They played Guymon, Oklahoma last week in week 4. they did not want to renew their one-year contract this year, so that spot is still open. So looking for somebody to play in week four is Onega. All right, it'll be the Mustangs kicking it off to the Buffaloes, and the Buffaloes that are shorthanded down a wide receiver, Christian Henneberg, for those who are joining us, got disqualified from the game after picking up two back-to-back unsportsmanlike penalties after some words were exchanged with him and the officials. And not quite sure we're waiting on. Spoons is, oh, we're waiting for the tee. There we go. Now we got a tee. Can't kick without a tee. You can do a drop kick, but the old Doug Flutie extra point. That was with the Steelers, wasn't it? Or, I mean, the Patriots,
that
wasn't
was
it?
The
yeah,
Patriots,
that's right, yeah. Was that his, that was his last play, wasn't it?
That was his last play.
Man, what a way to go out, I'll tell you what. I think that was the last time they ever, that anybody ever did a drop.
That is the last drop kick. Never heard of it since.
Need to bring that back. That was a...
Think you could pull one off?
Shoot, give me 50 tries, I might be able to make one. All right, Spoons has got his steps in, and we are underway for half number two. Rolls with a 20, and bobbled and dove on. Another mistake by the Onega special teams as Ballberg, instead of picking it up, he dives on it inside the 15, maybe close to the, looks like they're going to start at the 10-yard line. That is the third really bad special teams mistake. The first one, of course, was the kickoff that was not returned. Valley Heights dove on it. Wasn't even an onside kick. The second one, it was Volberg and Honus colliding with each other, and they had to fall on it back inside the 20-yard line. And this time, Volberg dives on the ball that could have been picked up and ran. So deep in their own territory, not helping their own cause. They have to go 90 yards on their opening drive just to get their first score of the game. Here's an option left side. It's going to be a keeper for Jackson Coulterman, and he has a nice gain up to the 14-yard line. Oh, it looked like a lot better than it actually was. A gain of three. First play of our second half. Jackson Coulterman had five carries for 39 yards in that first half. And his first carry went for 21 of those yards. That first drive, they had a 21-yard carry, an 18-yard carry, and only started at the 50-yard line, but they were stopped at the 5. Landing on the motion and diving ahead for a first down is, or close to it, is Race Fisher. Looks like he's going to be marked at the 19-yard line, so gain a 5 for the big fella. Race Fisher standing at 6'1", 240. The senior had 158 yards last week, and this week he's been held to just 41 on 8 carries. So still pretty efficient. That's over 5 yards a carry. Buffalo's out of the huddle. Two back set, one to Coulterman's left, one to his right. Hand off to his brother, Gavin Coulterman. He's got a hole up the left side. He gets hit to the 30 and taken down at the 33-yard line for a gain of 13. Gavin Coulterman's longest run of the day. Didn't have one longer than 5 yards until that one. Minute and a half now gone in this third quarter. Valley Heights getting dangerously close to the mercy rule.
You know, and I'm not sure what Coach Coulterman told this Onega team at halftime, but so far they've come out here with a fire under them.
Yeah, I mean, that last drive that they had until Henneberg got ejected, they were moving the ball pretty steadily up the field. It's a movement. I think that's going to be offsides. It is going to be an offsides. But that'll make it first and 5, and that will help out the Buffaloes a bit. That is the second penalty of the game, first of the half, for the Mustangs. I mentioned that they had over 130 yards of penalty yards last week in their 18-16 loss against Centralia. I beg your pardon, not quite 113 on 8 penalties. So, riddled with mistakes. And off right side, and falling forward is Race Fisher. Gain of 3, makes it 2nd and 2. And then, like I say, it's a gain of 4, make it 2nd and 1. You know, last week it was 2 turnover on downs, a fumble, an interception, and then all those penalties. And now today, just the 1 fumble, but it was not lost. That was the last play of the half where Spoons ran for, how many yards did they give him there? The 32 yards, technically, is where the ball went out of bounds, the 19-yard line.
but he lost the ball, and the ball dribbled about 10, 15 extra yards. Other than that, not too many mistakes for the Mustangs. Trying to get that 1 yard, and Coulterman has stood up on the defensive front for maybe four progress, they're going to give it to him. We'll see. It's going to be close. Needs the 42, and they're going to give it to him. First down on a 1 yard carry for Gavin Coulterman. Reminder that tomorrow, K-State, in an early kickoff, they're going to take on Troy. Wildcats are number 15 in the AP poll, and the coaches poll as well. Trojans, of course, 12-2. Sunbolt champs defeated UTSA in the Cure Bowl, which is low-key a very fun game, by the way. That was a fun watch. That Troy team lost a lot of its pieces from a year ago. 11 a.m. kick, 9 a.m. pregame. I'll be right here. His handoff left side, gets past midfield, and taken down for a first down at the 45-yard line. That's scamper for Jackson Coulterman. In at 12. His second longest carry of the day. And continuously moving up the field on these carries for Onega. That's pretty much all it's been for Onega. Again, just the one pass attempt from Coulterman resulting in an interception that was returned 44 yards by Royce Ekstrom. By the way, that is Ekstrom's second interception of the season already. Had one last week and late in the second quarter against Centralia. Hand off right side. Fisher cuts up the middle, gets past the 40, tackled at the 38-yard line for a gain of 5. You talk about a guy that can really get after the football in the secondary in this league. Maverick Becker, he had 10 interceptions last year. It's unbelievable what he was able to do on the defensive side of the ball and the reason why he was All-State last year. And oh, by the way, he was their leading receiver. And this year, he's most likely going to be their leading ball carrier. Him and Jacob Plenty. So 7:35 left to go, third quarter, second and three coming up. Lamon in motion, hand off left side, race Fisher, and bulldozing his way for a first down right at the 35 for gain of 3. And I'll move the chains once again. And I'll tell you what, Onega, this is what they've really been trying to do all day, just haven't really been able to get into any sort of flow.
You're right. They haven't really been able to get any back flow, but I'll say this is kind of exactly what they're looking for. They don't really need a big play. They just want to use all three downs, their ability, all four downs, excuse me, their ability that they can and pick up decent yardage each time.
Yeah, and they're really going to have to use all four downs, especially being down by 40. There's not really any room for error when it comes to fourth downs. It's rather go for it or I'll go for it. Don't really have an option. Hand off, left side, Gavin Coulterman, he lowers his head, gets past the 30, and he'll be dragged down at the 28-yard line, gain of 7. That is his second longest carry of the day, 9 for 39. So, again, these ball carriers have been pretty efficient for Onega. It's just some of the carries have been, or not some of the carries, some of the possessions have started deep in their own territory, and some of the special teams mistakes, and lately, even some of the penalties that have just really accumulated into, and also not able to stop Valley Heights offense as well has been a big part of it. They have yet to get a stop today. Every single drive for the Mustangs has resulted in a touchdown. As they are 5 for 5. They're also 5 for 5 on 2-point conversions as well. Coulterman hands it off to Coulterman. Jackson to Gavin. And he gets to the 25 for a gain of 3. Sophomore getting a few more carries than the junior here today. Wasn't the case last week. Jackson had 10 carries. Gavin had 7. But Gavin was more efficient with his carries. He went 7 for 57, whereas Jackson went 10 for 47. Timeout is called with 5:54 to go. We're still in our first drive of the half as Onega continues to plow their way forward and get into Valley Heights territory. Step aside for 30 seconds. It is 40-0 here in our game of the week at 92.1 FM, KMZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic.
With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
Well, the Onega Buffaloes are driving. Problem is they are down 40-0 with 5:54 to go in the third quarter. And like we've said earlier, Onega has had some good drives. This is their third drive where they've had a good sense of momentum. They're slowly moving the ball down the field. Problem is, I mean, with this large of a lead, it's just not really, there's not able to, I mean, the clock isn't in their favor. I mean, not really much else to say about that. The first drive, they did a good job getting all the way down to the Valley Heights 5. They failed on a fourth down conversion. They had another drive where they were slowly moving the ball down the field, but then they had a couple of unsportsmanlike penalties, which resulted in an ejection right before the half. And now this one as well, but now this one, well, was out, or well, beyond the reach as there's some movement. No flag was thrown, I believe, unless it was late, as Race Fisher is wrestled back to the line of scrimmage, and I believe there's going to be no gain. But again, there should have been a penalty there. There was a bunch of movement on the left side of the line of scrimmage, and they're just going to say play on.
It looked like maybe they jumped offside for a second there and then got right back before the ball was snapped. I'm not quite sure there. Personally, I think there should have been a flag.
Yeah, that's the only explanation that there would be. I think the officials are just going to say it's 40-0. Let's just keep this thing going. So no gain on that play. It's 2nd and 10. Buffaloes are at the Valley Heights 25-yard line, so they're approaching the red zone for the second time today. Fake handoff, left side, and Colson runs into Bigum and Ekstrom. They throw him down for, again, no gain. Colson, his third carry of the half. He's 8 for 54.
That was Bigum's third tackle this drive. He's been everywhere.
Certainly has been. Had that pass deflection on that fourth down inside the 5-yard line. He's almost intercepted as well.
Yeah, just kind of batted the ball up in the air, almost to himself, but ball's just out of the reach.
And Bigum had 9 tackles last week. He led the team in tackles in 2022. He had 50. He is right in the middle of that defense, the 6'1", 205-pound senior linebacker. He's also a team captain as well. 4:20 to go, third quarter. Right side, Gavin Colterman. And he'll continue to shuffle his feet up to the 21-yard line for a gain of 4. This fifth totes of the half. He's averaging a little over 4 yards a carry. Gavin Colterman's averaging Jackson Colterman's averaging almost 7 a carry. And Race is averaging more than 4. So, like I said, again, this is a team that has been efficient with its carries. They're averaging 4.6 yards per carry this half. And in the first half, they averaged 4.8 per carry. So it's 4th down and 6. And a whistle. Timeout's going to be called by the Buffaloes from head coach Ben Colterman. We'll take it as well. Let's step aside for 30 here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4 resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
KMZA.
40-0, still our score. Onega is still driving. This is still, by the way, the first drive of the second half that's lasted almost 9 minutes. It started all the way back at their own 10-yard line, or 11-yard line, I should say, after a special teams mistake, but it has been that running game that has been slowly working their way. They had a couple long carries. Colterman had one of 12 yards, and, well, I guess Jackson had one of 12 yards, and Gavin had one of 13 yards. But other than that, I mean, it's been a 5-yard carry, 4, 3, 5. I mean, just slowly moving the ball up the field. And if you're averaging 3 or 4 and 5 a carry, that'll keep the chains moving and get you into the red zone, which they are right, well, close to the red zone. They're right now at the Valley Heights 21-yard line, but faced with a 4th and 6.
So if you're head coach Ben Goltzman here, what do you draw up? Do you think they throw the ball here?
Ah, man, it's hard to ask him to throw his second attempt of the game after his first one being an interception. As it looks like that is what they're going to try to do. Rolling to his right, he's going to keep it. He's got room to run. He gets the first down and hit across the 15 for the first down, as mentioned. We'll see where they spot him. It looks like the 14-yard line, so a gain of 7. So it looked like it was a design pass play, but didn't like what he saw, so wisely pulling the ball down. I tell you what, though, I mean, I really don't blame him for not trying it, but, I mean, that Valley Heights secondary, they got some dudes up.
Yeah, they've looked solid so far. I mean, they have thrown the ball twice this game. They had that long pass to start out with that got broken up downfield, and then they had that interception that almost got returned for 6. So I don't blame them for not wanting to throw the ball there. But.
Yeah, you're right. I miscalculated on that one. Forgot about that one. Here is a handoff right side, Race Fisher, and that one goes for no gain. So that will make it 2nd and 10. First down markers at the 4-yard line. The ball at the 14. So it's almost in a scenario where it's 2nd and goal from the 14, because it's not too easy to get in between the goal line and the 4-yard line, so it is almost like a 2nd and goal here from the 14. 2:40 and counting in this 9-plus-minute drive here from the Buffaloes. Mustangs haven't sniffed the football yet. In this 3rd quarter, he's run up the gut for Fisher, and he breaks through to the secondary near the first down marker. And it looks like he's a yard short. A gain of 9 for Race Fisher. It'll be 3rd and 1 from the 5-yard line. They're right back where they are, or rather where they were on that first drive. Could milk this entire quarter if they really wanted to. And it's going to be a quarterback sneak for Jackson Coltman, and it looks like he does have the first down. And it'll be 1st and goal from the 3, so they gain 2. So they'll get multiple tries inside the Valley Heights 5. Which I think looking back, that was kind of what they were, if they were to have that 4th and goal back, they maybe would have reconsidered how they approached that play. And they're going to continue to wind that clock down with the chains moving. With 1:43 and counting left to go in this 3rd quarter, 1st and goal from the Valley Heights 3. There's a snap, handoff left side, Gavin Coulterman. He's trying to fight with his offensive line. 1, so a gain of 2. Valley Heights again, just continuing to bend but not break. They're going to say he only got to the 2, so his game is just 1. Now, if I'm Onega, there's zero reason why I wouldn't have Race Fisher being the guy that has the football and all 240 pounds of him just blast his way into the end zone. See if that's what they do here. And they will run to the right side. It was a late handoff, and he is down short inside the 1. He is very close. So it will be a gain of 1 once again. It will be 3rd and goal from the 1. How about this defensive front for Valley Heights? 35 seconds now left to go in the quarter. Again, this is the first possession of this quarter for either team, using all 11.5 minutes. And I think if they want, they could pick this up in the 4th quarter. I think they will get a playoff here with 17 seconds. There's the snap. Hand off to Fisher. He dives into the end zone for the touchdown with 13.6 seconds left. And there is Onega's first points of the night. You gotta feel good for Race Fisher and crew with all what's happened tonight. They get in the end zone for the first time.
And there's got to be no better feeling than that, honestly. You know you probably won't come back and win this game down 40-0, but, you know, using up an entire quarter, making a drive count, I mean, they executed that perfectly coming out of half. the drive would have definitely been a lot better in a closer game, of course, but they know that they can do it. I mean, Valley Heights, this is no pushover of a defensive line. We just saw them bend, but eventually they did break. But it took them a long time. It took them 90 yards and 11 minutes and 47 seconds to finally break. 2-point conversion, Jackson Colterman runs to his right. He is hit, driving his legs, and he is in for the two. That makes it 40-8. Onega is on the board. A step aside for a break with 13.6 left in the third. It's 40-8 in favor of Valley Heights here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
So a 11-minute, 47-second drive that went 90 yards results in a one-yard touchdown for Race Fisher. Craig, your thoughts on that drive?
I mean, executed perfectly. No better way to come out of half than taking 11 minutes off the clock and going down and scoring.
Yeah, it definitely makes it more difficult for this to be a run rule for sure, if that's any sort of consolation, as Race Fisher, 16 carries for 64 yards, and now a rushing touchdown for his evening. It's now 40-8. As your scoring update is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. The Valley Heights will finally get a possession in the second half. After a long wait, Carson Spoontz on defense, maybe getting a little bit restless and frustrated. Well, what a day it has been, though, for Carson Spoontz, for those just joining us. 10 carries for 91 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, and over the air, he's 4 for 5 with 99 passing yards and a passing touchdown to Logan Gray. And what a day he's having. This guy back has 3 catches for 89 yards and that receiving touchdown. Also, Jaden DeWalt has his first rushing touchdown of the season, 5 carries, 53 yards. Still would love to see a lot more of him here in 2023, though, as he only had 5 carries last week after a near 1,000-yard season in 2022. Trying to focus there as this onside kick goes backwards. Are you kidding me? I thought I would never see one again. I saw one 2 years ago. I was calling an NAIA game in North Dakota, Valley City State versus Jamestown. The reason why this is noteworthy is it was the only game going on all day in the entirety of all football. It's the only game, so there was like a bunch of people watching. It's called the paint bucket game because it's a big rivalry game. But anyway, the kick went backwards on an onside kick, and somebody clipped it on YouTube, and there's a clip of it on YouTube, and it has a bunch of views, and I thought I'd never see one again, but here it is.
I don't think I've ever seen that before. I mean, just kind of took a bad roll and went the opposite direction.
If it was anybody else, they wouldn't be making it as much of a deal as I am right now. But the fact that I've called that twice now, that's unbelievable. And I'm only 26 years old, so it could happen again.
You see, he set up the onside kick sideways. He set the ball sideways.
Yeah. And he also kicked it off the side of his foot, too. Tried to get some sort of spin on it. Did not work.
So it did work, technically, but, I mean,
it went minus 1 yard, so they're at the 39-yard line. I think it was a fumbled snap from Max Shanks, who was their quarterback last year, who is now in the ball game. That is his first carry. That goes for minus 2 yards. And that's the end of the third quarter. What a way to end the quarter there. 40-8 is our score after 3. Valley Heights leading at home against Onega. Let's step aside for a minute. You're listening to high school football here on 92.1 FM KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right.
Combine Home and Auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home, right at home. Community National Bank.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Our score 40-8 here in our game of the week. Valley Heights dominating Onega at home. And the backups are starting to play some for Valley Heights. Max Shanks runs the option to the left side, the backup quarterback, but pitches it to Jaden DeWalt, who is still in the game, as he's taken down for a 4-yard loss. As his first carry of, obviously the half is their first possession of the half, and it goes for a 4-yard loss.
Beautiful job by the Onega defense there, staying disciplined, everybody running their job on that speed option. Just making sure that some guy stays outside, being ready for the pitch while also staying on the quarterback. Beautifully executed on the defense then.
The 3rd and 16 now from the Onega 45-yard line. Shanks under center. He fumbles the snap once again. That happened on the first play, but he gets the pitch off to Gray, the far side, 40. 35, 30, down the far sideline, 20. 15, 10. Gets hit and taken down inside the 10. And that'll be at the about the 7-yard line. Gain of 32 for Logan Gray. He set himself low-key a pretty nice day. Mentioned his success on the receiving end. Now he gets a nice 32-yard scamper down to the 7-yard line. The first and goal for the Mustangs. Love to get some confidence for Gray, the 6-foot, 160-pound junior, listed as the scat back. Carson Spoon has his helmet off here on the sideline, watching his team on here. Here's the keeper, Shanks. Past the 5 and tackled at the 3 for a gain of 4. Bill Magnet back in the game after being injured earlier, and now we have another injured Buffalo, but getting to his feet. That was Wyatt Boggs, the 5'9", 140-pound junior. Looks like he is okay. He's going to go to the sideline of his own power. They'll stop the play, though, for the time being. Now in the ball game is L.J. Kelzer. He started in the game on the defensive end, as the defensive end, excuse me, on the far side. So 10:40 left to play in the game. 40-8 is our score. Onega ate up 11 minutes and 47 seconds on their first drive of the second half, which ended in a touchdown. Shanks rolling to his right, throws it as he's hit, throws in the end zone, and that is going to be incomplete. A little bit low, but he's being dragged down by his jersey, as it was intended for Royce Ekstrom. It was a little bit low, and Ekstrom, that would have been a heck of a way to get his first catch of his high school career. Clock stops 10:24. It's now 3rd and goal from the 2. Three men in the backfield. Nobody out wide. Option left side, late handoff to DeWalt, and he's in for a second time today. Jaden DeWalt, after getting 5 touchdowns against the Buffaloes last year, has 2 today. And it is now 46-8 in favor of Valley Heights. Just a dominant performance overall for the Mustangs. Love that for them, for carrying some momentum into their game next week at Troy. A big matchup that will be, with the Trojans taking care of business tonight against Valley Falls. They were up by 28 at the half, in the second quarter. Here's an option right side on the two-point conversion. Goes to DeWalt, cuts it upfield on the inside, and he is in for the 2. So it is now 48-8. Go step aside for another 60 seconds. You're listening to your Game of the Week on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
55-yard drive, 10:17 left to go in the fourth quarter. Jaden DeWalt with his second rushing touchdown of the day as they convert the two-point conversion. And the Mustangs are up big. Mentioned how big of a game this was for Valley Heights to shake off that loss and get ready for another league game next week at Troy. As for Onega, well, and they have to play Centralia next week. That's going to be a tough one for them. It will be at home for the Buffaloes, which will help, but this is a Centralia team that is, by a lot of accounts, rated the second-best team in the state as of right now by Ketchikansas and Acacia Covered. Gabe Reps has them at number 5, I believe. That is, yes, that is correct. Go and kick this one off. Carson Spoons will not kick this one off. Take your pardon. Or is he out there? Yeah, he is out there. All right. Didn't play that drive. It was Max Shanks who led that drive. That went 55 yards, as mentioned. 48-8 is our score. And your score is brought to you by Whole House Auto House in Fairview. End over end, shallow kick, return at the 29-yard line, but slipping and falling at the 29 was Honus. Maddox Honus, the 5'5", 120-pound freshman. Not a bad play falling that one since he's already at the near the 30-yard line.
No, I definitely love that. You know, save any more disasters on special teams. You don't need it. You're going to have better field position than you would on a touchback. You're up to the 28-yard line. That's all right.
Then 15 left to go. Buffaloes will begin their second drive of this second half. First one resulting in a touchdown. Race Fisher, 1 yard run up the middle. Jackson Colterman takes a snap, hands it off to his brother, Gavin, left side. The sophomore breaks one tackle, stays alive, and gets hit and stays up again, but not going for very many yards, only two maybe. And Colterman with his seventh carry of this half.
And I'll tell you what, these Onega running backs, they are just huge. Hard to bring down, big guys. Bouncing off every tackle. It takes multiple people to bring him down every time, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, Race Fisher, 6'1", 240. You mentioned Gavin Colterman. He's not a lightweight either. He's just a sophomore, but he's 5'10", and he's 210 pounds. And he gets this one, and he's taken by the ankles for a gain of just one. Again, a huge round of applause for this Valley Heights defensive front that has it's given up some kind of smaller plays, but they haven't really given up the home run ball on the ground, besides the 21-yard carry and 18-yard carry in the first quarter on their first drive. But other than that, they've only given up two carries longer than 10 yards. Then Argan Bright and Drake Sly for a defensive end. Tyrell Wagner, Creighton Smith on the interior. Wagner the D-tackle and Smith the nose. Man in motion, that's Lehman to the right side, is a keeper for Jackson Colterman, and he is hit by a couple of Mustangs and dropped at the 35-yard line for a gain of 3. The sheer amount of plays in this half, that's their 20th play of this half. With 8:26 to go in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's compared to Valley Heights. They've, how many plays have they gotten off? Five
plays. they've been efficient.
Yeah, they've been efficient. Yeah, they had that 32-yard run from Logan Gray. But 20-5 in terms of plays, I mean, Bill Snyder, he's not watching, but if he were, he'd be loving this, the time of possession. Timeout is called by Onega. Down by 40 with a 4th and 5 coming up from their own 35. We'll take it with them. 30-second break. 48-8 is our score here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
The 8 is our score. Valley Heights leads Omega with 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Jared Sluppy alongside Gray Schilling. 4th and 5 coming up for the Buffaloes. Been an efficient half for Onega. Just slowly moving the ball up the field, and I think it's more of preparing them for next week's battle against Centralia, which is a game that they will have to play because Centralia doesn't give up the long ball, kind of like what Valley Heights does. So good practice for taking on the number 2 team in the state next week. Here we go, 4th and 5. They are going to punt this away. DeWalt to return, first bounce at the 37-yard line, rolls all the way back to the 26. And that is where Valley Heights will get their second drive from in this second half. Well, I guess you could say in the fourth quarter.
You know what, I don't know if I agree with the idea of a punt there, but we watched the Lions game last night, and of course, I thought maybe we could see a fake punt in their own territory. But
well, they call it the Lions game. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, that...
And a lot like the Chiefs, Onega has kind of been beating themselves up a little bit in terms of some of the mistakes. And in different areas.
definitely. But it is the second week of football, and you can take a lot away from a loss like this.
Yeah.
What areas can you get better in, and what do you work on in the future? You know, they just had a drive that lasted 11 minutes, and I think they got a lot of information out of that. I think they found what works for them. They'll take it into next week against Centralia.
What is crazy, though, is how fast the high school football season goes. After this week, we'll be a quarter way through.
Yeah.
Yeah, quarter of the season gone, just like that. I mean, when you have 8 games in the regular season, that is kind of how things go. Things just disappear in the blink of an eye. And next week, we'll be out in Perry, as Perry LeCompton will be hosting Nemaha Central. And boy, did Nemaha Central dominate today. Don't have a final, but they were up 48-0 last I checked at Royal Valley, a team that was able to, well, they were about to beat Hiawatha last week until, I mean, a penalty after a touchdown forced a longer 2-point conversion. They couldn't convert it. That was a wild scenario last week in Hiawatha. Here's a run to the right side. Got some room to run. Into the secondary, breaking free and taken down past midfield all the way down to the 44-yard line. And that is Gabriel Padilla.
And I think this is a huge game for Valley Heights. You know, after a heartbreaking loss last week, I think this is a game where they really needed to kind of find themselves. Like you said last week, they didn't really throw the ball around as much as they did this week, and maybe this is a chance for them to try out new things. Maybe even try some new things out, get ready, see what works in the future.
That's about all you can do in this scenario and try to avoid injuries, which Jackson Colchman just got shaken up on that play as he gets off on his own power and jogs over the sideline. And you don't want to see that if you're an Onega fan. In a game where you're down 48-8, getting injured in the fourth quarter, he's over there getting stretched out. So maybe it's just some cramps. And we hope that that's the case. He's being stretched out by Monty Meyerkorth, one of the freshmen for Onega. Here's a handoff right side and a fumble. It was recovered by Onega, so a fumble and now a late flag. Quite sure who fumbled that one. Hard to tell.
Like you said, that flag came in really late. I wonder if we're going to see another unsportsmanlike penalty on Onega here.
It did come in a little bit late, but here is the call. Well, no, the head official turns back to the Onega sideline, so maybe this is on Valley Heights. They're trying to get whether or not they want to. Obviously, they're not going to decline it. I'd be okay. He's just talking with another official. It's like, obviously, they wouldn't decline it. That would give guys the ball back. Is that 12 men on the defense?
12 men on the defense. There
or
you
an illegal substitution. Either way, it's the same signal. It's the official taps his head. But either way, it's a penalty on Onega. So, Valley Heights gets a break. They get the ball back. Taking a look at some of the substitutions for the Mustangs in the game. Brady DeWalt, the sophomore. Also in there is Everson Parker, the freshman. Also, I mentioned Gabriel Padilla. He ran for 29 yards on that last play. Also in is Gavin Crowder, And, boy, he had a phenomenal performance on defense last week. He's been really sturdy this week. He got a start. Take a look at some of the other substitutes here after this next play. First and 10 from the 32-yard line after a penalty. And now the whistle blows. And maybe the ball wasn't spotted because it doesn't look like there's a penalty. But that was a long penalty. That might have been 15 yards. I don't know what that was. Because he was taken down at the 44-yard line. So this is a 12-yard penalty, I suppose. Either way, redoing the play here. And now a flag as you have a false start. Back on my 5 yards, they get first and 15, back to the 36. 7:26 left to go in this one. I believe the running clock is in order, but it's staying with it at 7:26. 48-8 is our score. Valley Heights going to get out of here with their first win of 2023 after an 18-16 loss in week one. As for Onega, they'll fall to 0-2. Valley Heights will also improve to 1-1 in league play as well. As for Onega, they fall to 0-1 in TVL play. So first and 15. Hand off, left side is to Crowder. Gets hit and taken down at the 31-yard line. A gain of 6. Trace Fisher gets a stop. He's still out there. Also in the game for Onega is Rilo Schill. Tristan Pearson, Jr. is in the ball game. Dawson Vermetten, the freshman in the ball game, so is Dino Conti on the offensive line. I find some of the other numbers on the right side of the line of scrimmage. Relay those to you. So it's now 2nd and 9, more movement, another false start. Back him up 5 more yards. Good learning lesson for this very young Valley Heights team. Charlie Warders, who returned the opening kickoff for a few yards, is in the game. A freshman on the right side of the offensive line.
You know, a lot of these kids, I can get a couple penalties. Maybe you're a little nervous first time in the game on varsity. It can be a little nerve-wracking like this. Like you said, it's a great learning experience.
Also in the game at end is Camden McMillan, a freshman. Trying to get all the names in there for you. 6:37 LSU in the fourth quarter. In motion is Brady DeWalt, and another flag. This one's going to be an offside, though, against Onega. So one thing that I'll probably be talking with head coach Cody Trimble is some of the younger folks and trying to get those guys disciplined up, working the line of scrimmage. So it's back to 2nd and 10. We're going back and forth on these penalties here. I'm not quite sure we're not at a running clock yet. A lot of the games in the area have already been finalized. Try to rally some of those finals for you. We got one. Nemaha Central 62. Royal Valley, 0. Final score, first one that we get of the night. And fumble, diving on it, and I think Onega has it. And they do. And White Boggs with a fumble recovery for the Buffaloes there. Yeah, Clifton Clyde, this isn't final, but Clifton Clyde dominating Blue Valley Randolph, 46-0. Have a third quarter score for you, might be a little bit old, but Frankfurt is beating up on Washington County 40-6, and what a start for the Wildcats after beating up Chase County last week. They got blown up by them last year. And then Lynn with a 2-touchdown lead over Logan Talco, 32-16. So got a few. Oh my goodness, check this out. Lights are broke between ACTHS and Jefferson County North, so they called the game at the half. So Jefferson County North wins due to broken lights. Yeah, you don't hear about that too well. I mean, you can't play if you can't see, right? That's not safe.
No.
So I understand why they call, well, man, that's just bizarre. Okay, handoff right side. This is to Gavin Coulterman. From the 33, gets ahead for 5 yards. Gavin Coulterman's had a pretty solid day. Just in 3, 4, 5 yard carries. Had a 12-yard carry earlier, 15 carries for 55 yards, so a little over 3 a carry for the 210-pound sophomore. And trying to work in to find some of those scores for you. Sure to follow us on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. Kansaland Sports. K-A-N-Z-A Land Sports. Hand off left side. Gavin Coltman has a crease. Crossman Field. And he is brought down at the 46-yard line. A gain of 16 for Gavin Coltman. He's brought down by Logan Gray.
Gavin Coltman has a speed second down by Max Schenks.
Max Shanks also in on that tackle, according to our PA announcer. Not getting a whole lot of scores here on my timeline. I'll try to post some whenever I see one. Relay that to you. Like I said, I think some of these games have already gone final. Troy leads Valley Falls 40-8 in the fourth quarter. Hand off left side, Gavin Coltman again. That's another solid gain of 5 for Gavin. He now leads the team in carries. We have 17 of them. Now for Valley Heights, and you lost the game against Centralia, but you take care of business against Troy, and you put yourself in a situation where you can possibly tie. I don't think Centralia is going to lose to both Troy and Onega, but you put yourself in a situation where you could tie for first, which you don't get the tiebreaker, but you could say tie for first for the league. Here's a run to the right side for Race Fisher. Gain of 2. I do kind of wish that Valley Heights Centralia game would maybe have been a little bit later in the season, maybe week 4 instead of week 1. That was going into the game. There's still a lot to figure out with Troy and maybe even Onega as well, but on paper, those are the best two teams in the TVL 11-man division, or league, excuse me. So having that matchup in week 1 is kind of unfortunate because the two teams are trying to figure themselves out a little bit. Here's a pitch right side to Hunter Lamond, his second carry of the day for the first down, gets to the 36-yard line, gain of 4. 3:42 now left to play as the clock stops to move the chains. Still 48-8 is our score. Only have had one touchdown apiece from both teams. Race Fisher had a 1-yard touchdown in the opening drive. It was a 90-yard drive. Took up 11 minutes and 47 seconds. And then Jaden DeWalt responded with a touchdown of his own. That was just a 5-play, 55-yard drive. 32-yard run from Logan Gray helped out that drive as well. Coltman to Coltman once again. And Gavin lowers his shoulder, continues to plow through freshman and sophomore. Out down, gets down to the 30. And I tell you what, when you get freshmen and sophomores out there, it makes it even more difficult. I mean, Gavin Coltman's difficult enough to take down on his own, but, you know, some of the second and 13 players out there makes it kind of a tricky little deal for Valley Heights. Kane Dumbermuth is in the ballgame for Valley Heights as a cornerback here. I think most of the first team defense is back in, but you have Charlie Werders out there as well. And off right side, Race Fisher at 240 pounds, undercut. Nice tackle by Gavin Crowder. Mentioned how good he is on defense. He's going to become a big piece of this team's future. He came in for an injured James Bolkin last week. Bolkin got the start. He got injured in the first quarter. And it was an upper body injury. I forget exactly what it was, so I don't want to, you know, like guess, but it was a significant upper body injury from Bolkin. And Crowder came in and he dominated. So first and 10 after a first down, or after getting a first down is, who was that there? Couldn't really quite tell who carried that one.
That was Race Fisher carrying that one.
Sure, again. So back-to-back carries for Race. A gain of 8. Second and 2. I mean,
How many carries does he have this quarter? He's been, or this half, he's been very busy. That's his 12th carry of the half. Makes it 19 on the game. 79 yards for Race, Gavin Coulterman has 18 carries for 82 yards, so 37 combined carries and a total of 50 plays. 50 running plays, that is another first down, moving the chains. Gavin Coulterman gets wrangled down at the 11-yard line, so a gain of 12 from Gavin Coulterman once again. Another nice solid run from the sophomore. Gotta love to see that for their future. There's Jackson running one at the right side. Gets the 5, the flag is thrown. He's into the end zone for a touchdown. We'll wait on the flag, though. He had a rushing touchdown last week. This would be a second if the call... It is going to come back. It's going to be a block in the back with 1:04 left to go in the fourth quarter. So, Urenaga, I mean, hate to use the term moral victories, but that's what you'll get if you do end up getting another score here. By the way, we do have a final between Hartford and Axtell. 52-6 is the final via mercy rule. Not much of a surprise there, Axtell, after a relatively close game with Care Paravel last week. They... 160-44. The game was tied in the fourth quarter. Jackson Coulterman drops the snap, but he picks it up, runs to the left side. This time gets the 10 to the 5, and he is in for a 22-yard touchdown with 51 seconds left. And you love to get in the end zone one last time with your Onega.
Now, I got to say, the biggest takeaway for me and Onega in this game is play the game at your own pace. You know, they got down by a couple scores early, and it looked like they were trying to speed up the pace a little bit. But if they just played at their own tone like they have been in the second half, I think they've looked like a far better team.
And they'll have some opportunities to win some ball games. Just kind of looking at their schedule. It is a shame that they don't get to play in week 4. As of right now, the two-point conversion is converted, so it makes it 48-16. We'll go and keep it right here. Looking at their schedule for Onega, after this week, as mentioned, they play number 2 in the state, Centralia, but after that, they get a week off to get an extra week to prepare for Riverside, which I believe is a somewhat winnable game. Riverside possibly moving to 2-0. They have a close game currently, I believe, with Perry the Compton. That one was close when we last had a look at it at the half. And Christ Prep, that's a tough Christ Prep team, but it's a non-league game that you're not too worried about. Then they're at Troy, which is going to be a big game. Hopefully by then you've really established your identity offensively and defensively and have cleaned up some of the special teams errors as well. And then Jackson Heights, which is another game that I do believe is winnable, but is going to be tough. It is a geographically rival game, that you could say. Two teams very close together in location. So both teams are going to really want that one, throw the records and everything like that out the window for that one. But Jackson Heights, they have... slowly put together a pretty solid team there, moving it on to 2-0, it looks like, as they were up pretty big on Morehillman Academy, who have really fallen on hard times after a 4-5 year last year under head coach Zach Fredrickson. And that's a Ravens team that averaged 6.2 yards per carry in their loss to Oskaloosa. As Oskaloosa and McLaus both won in week 1. Love to know the last time when that happened. But McLaus defeated this Onega team 30-26, and Oskaloosa, as mentioned, defeated MHMA 14-8. As for Oskaloosa this week, they're playing Pleasant Ridge. Didn't have a score update on you from there, so we'll have to be sure to stay tuned for our Community National Bank High School Football Scoreboard Show that's coming up next after this wraps up. Stay tuned in on all of the local scores as they start to pour in here as we're approaching the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour. Jeff West has defeated Hiawatha 16-14. That one final from Hiawatha. Both teams are now 1-1. It is an onside kick. Did they go backwards again? Yeah. It went backwards again? You have got to be kidding me.
It did go forward, but it only went a couple yards forward.
It's going to say the 40-yard line to the 44. It's going to say there's no way that happens twice in one game. You got to be kidding me. So it is a 4-yard failed onside kick. But either way, we continue to look for some scores here.
Yeah, definitely. And taken away from this game, there's not a whole lot to talk about. Just
it's a good old-fashioned.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, I think both teams will take a lot away from this game, of course.
Valley Heights being able to come out here and get a dominant win after a heartbreaking loss in Centralia, or against Centralia. And then Onega coming out here, you know, they found what kind of works for them, and moving forward, I think that's what you got to focus on.
And a whistle, 51.5 seconds left, and timeout's going to be called by Onega. Why not? 54-6, Frankfurt defeats Washington County. I'm telling you, that is a dangerous Frankfurt team in 8-man D2. I think they're going to do some really good things. They won their last four regular season games last year, and that was without, they were without Wes Anderson, their freshman quarterback, who broke multiple school records in the last 2.5 games. So I think that's a team that you really need to keep an eye on. Lane Loizo is a fantastic athlete, and we'll see how far they can go this year. End of the third, about 20 minutes ago, Jackson Heights leading Morehill Mountain Academy 34-6. Mentioned that that one was kind of a sizable margin. As we continue to try to give you as many scores as we can here before we go to our post-game coverage and our Community National Bank High School Football Scoreboard Show as well. The cause of Pair of the Compton defeat Riverside 20-6. That's the final. That one was from Wathena in the Big 7. And the cause will get Nemaha Central next. Here's a handoff right side. Immediately hit and dragged down in the backfield for a loss. On the carry that time was Padilla. Mentioned he had that 29-yard run earlier. And on that tackle was Dylan Magnet. They were starting right guard on offense, and on defense, he ends up on the defensive end on the far side.
And what a hit. I mean, you could hear the pads popping from up here.
Getting out some pent-out frustration from how this one has unfolded.
Like they're going to let as much time milk off this clock as possible. There's about 10 seconds left in this game.
24-8, Sabetha wins at Holton. So Holton is now 0-2 on the season after losing to Nemaha last week. And that is a Holton team that is very different from the team that made the state championship a year ago. As that is going to be it from here. 48-16, Valley Heights is going to win this ball game over Onega. Let's take a break, and coming up, we'll have our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Once again, it's 48-16 Valley Heights to beat Onega here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Let Farmer State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmer State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmer State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmer State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
FM, KMZA.
Valley Heights wins 48-16. Our final score, Jared Sluppy alongside Cray Schilling. Cray, your thoughts on this one overall?
You know, I'll start with Onega. Obviously, a disappointing loss. You came into this game, and it was the game of the week for a reason. we thought it was going to be a close one, and it didn't really end up being like that. So they start off, maybe this will make them play with a chip on their shoulder. I want to see more from them going forward. But for Valley Heights, I mean, it's a great win. You got to go home, you celebrate tonight, and keep moving forward with your season.
Yeah, it was a great night for Valley Heights here in our postgame show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. And what a night it was for Jaden DeWalt. He had 2 touchdowns after not a great performance from last week. Didn't get a whole lot of looks, but he had 7 carries, 51 yards, and 2 rushing touchdowns. Logan Gray, he found the end zone with a receiving touchdown, 3 receptions for 89 yards. And we'll give our player of the game to Carson Spoots, who was 4 for 5 over the air, 99 yards and a passing touchdown. He also had 10 carries for 91 rushing yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. Your player of the game is brought to you by Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. And, I mean, talk about just an overall fantastic performance, even on defense as well. Him and Gavin Crowder both in the middle of that defense doing a fantastic job. As for Onega, a couple of stats from them, about 19 carries apiece for Gavin Coltman and Race Fisher. Gavin Coltman, 19 for 94, and Race Fisher had 19 for 79 and a rushing touchdown. That's going to be it for us. Once again, our final score is 48-16. Valley Heights improves to 1-1 in league play and overall. As for Onega, they fall to 0-2 and 0-1 in league play. From Jared Sluppy and Craig Schilling, thanks so much for tuning in, and have a good rest of your weekend.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.